Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, we're going to continue on in a message, Spiritual Principles for Unity. What I've been doing this week has been sharing the things that God has placed on my heart. And in terms of your life, in terms of all of us, the individual members of the body of Christ, I sense the Lord is giving a new anointing, a new understanding, and that comes from not only prayer, but a love for God's Word. As we meditate upon it, we begin to see the principles, the ways, understanding God's ways, the things that are important to Him, that if we will hearken to the Word of God, which is God's wisdom. All the throughout the book of Proverbs, it talks about wisdom, which some have said really is the even though it speaks in the feminine, it's the personification of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all her ways are pleasantness and all her paths are peace. I don't know about you, but that's a particular path I'd like to be on. We do have warfare, beloved. Sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes we can be so worn out. And I would just want to stop right now. Lord, those that have, this has been a hard year. Lord, I'm asking through the power of the Holy Spirit that you will move upon us and help us see, let us be able to leave the things of the past and let us turn as Paul did and press on forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, you have wonderful things ahead. Many times you don't reveal those things. You just want us to be faithful and to be obedient to what you've called us to do. And when the time is right, and sometimes it's quite unexpected, it's suddenly God does a new thing. He opens a door. And with your grace, Lord, we're going to walk through that. So, Lord, we just thank you that you're going to stir a spirit of anticipation in terms of looking for what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in our individual lives to bring us into greater joy, greater deliverance, greater freedom, and a greater love of you. Lord, you said you'd rather have us hot or cold, but not lukewarm. And so, Father, I'm praying you'll stir up the fire of the Holy Ghost. You'll stir up the anointing of God, that we will see every yoke destroyed in our personal lives because of the anointing. And you will release us, Father, into such a power in the Lord, such a strength in God that is only something you can do. Lord, it's not emotion. We can't do it by force of will, by discipline. All those things are important, Lord, but it's the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So grant it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I've been sharing this week, he's working strongly in your life and in my life to deliver us from every kind of bondage that the enemy would try to place in our paths to hold us back, to stir up a love for God's Word, as well as to bring unity in the body of Christ. I sense God is doing that so powerfully, and not just within ministries or between ministries, I should say, but also within the body of Christ, your local church. God wants to stir up the love of God. And thank God, and we pray for leaders and pastors, what a tremendous job they have, but that the members of the individual church will come together to support the pastor. So often we've had a spectator mentality. We'll let the pastor do everything. Well, that's impossible. There's no way he can do that. It requires teamwork. And so I just want to share with you, as I did yesterday, that even as Aquila and Priscilla ministered to the apostle of God. He was tremendously taught in the scripture. They showed him a more excellent way. So we are to be in submission one to another, that we can glean from one another and the gifts and giftings and talents God has given. He causes all things to work together for his glory. Beloved, there's only one head of the church, and that is Jesus Christ. And he wants to continue his ministry that he did in the flesh. He imparted that anointing, as it says in the closing, I won't take time to turn, the 16th chapter of Mark, that we are to heal the sick. We are to minister to one another. We are to go and speak the word of God. And he can only fulfill these greater works that he's promised that we would do, not in quality, if you will, but in quantity. We can accomplish this throughout the members of his body, which is the church of God, throughout the earth, the nations of the earth, the American church. We are called to minister to the people here in America. Or if he moves you as a missionary, wherever he sends you, God bless you. Go in the strength and power of the Lord. But beloved, there will be infinite variety in all these operations because of the infinite variety of our individual personalities and giftings in the body of Christ. Think about it this way, beloved. Every ministry and every gift of grace is really Christ functioning in the members of his body through and by the Holy Spirit. It is really the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is Christ reliving his life, if you will, revealing his nature, manifesting his grace and his gifts in the members of the body of Christ. It is Christ, hallelujah, the apostle of our faith, Christ, the great intercessor, the high priest seated by the right hand of God, interceding for you and me, Christ, the shower of mercy, Christ, the comforter who leads and guides us. It's Jesus working in the members of his own body, the church. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Hallelujah. I want to share with you a powerful psalm, and it's a short psalm, Psalm 133, talking about unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, the high priest, his beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. He was covered with the anointing oil and the anointing of God, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. David said it was good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. This unity was likened to that precious anointing oil that would totally covered Aaron, flowing from his head down to the very bottom of his garments, the skirt of his garments, if you will. And Psalm 133 ends with these words, it is as the dew of Hermon, the falling, that precious dew that fell upon Mount Hermon, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Well, let me take a little side trip. If you will, Mount Hermon is very significant. Some of the apocryphal books say that's where the 200 watchers descended upon Mount Hermon, and they came down, as it says in Genesis, the 6th chapter, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. They lay with them, and they were, as a result of that union of the Nephilim, the giants in the earth. Yep, that's scriptural. Remember, David defeated one called Goliath? Well, it was also when Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration. You know where that was? That was Mount Hermon. That's the significance. And what did he was transfigured. Oh, hallelujah. What a tremendous experience that must have been for Peter, James, and John. Peter didn't know what to say. He said, well, let's build some tabernacles for Moses and Elijah and for you. And the Father, a cloud overshadowed them. And all they heard was the Father's voice speaking, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Beloved, it was there when Jesus went down at that Mount of Transfiguration. He said, "The gates of hell will not prevail against our church." What strategic location for Jesus to utter those words. And beloved, just as he said it and meant it in that day, he's meaning it today. The gates of hell, we know we may be sorely tried, and all hell may seem to be breaking loose, but beloved, the gates of hell, demonic powers, principalities, spiritual wicked in the high places, the Lord Jesus will release his angels. He will bear his holy arm. He is the captain of the host. He is commanding his angels to fight in behalf of this nation, in behalf of the people of God, in behalf of you, that you can see deliverance and that you can praise God. There, that's where the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. It starts in this life, and when Jesus returns, or as we take our last breath, only God knows what the end time scenario is going to be. Jesus said the Father's, you know, when the disciples wanted to know before Jesus was ascending to his Father, he said, "It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own hands." He wants us to be focused on what he's called us to do. We'll know at the appropriate time. We can know we may not know the exact day of his return. Many have tried to do it to the discredit of the gospel and their ministry, but the Father knows. But the important thing, beloved, is we are going to be ready. And beloved, the key word is unity. That same anointing flows from the head to the whole members of the body. That's Jesus is the head. Where there's unity, there is blessing, and there is life. Well, I haven't finished. We're going to share more next week. I thought we could do this all in one week, but I've made a lot of detours, and the anointing of the Lord has been free to move and bless all of our hearts. I love you. I'm praying for you. I do ask your prayers for this ministry, that we can continue to preach the unveiled Christ, the whole Word of God, the uncompromised Word of God that reveals the glory of our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I love you. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. That is not just a way to increase the mailing list, to get your address. No, beloved. If you have ears to hear, there's a spiritual principle, power in unity. As two or three agree together as touching anything, God will do it. So if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, no matter how many years you may have listened, I remember one dear sister said she'd listened for 25 years and she finally wrote her first letter. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you're listening, dear sister. I love you. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for every be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.